Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 22nd. As always, sponsored by our friends at AmWager. Check out AmWager.com. I sure hope you've been following the last few weeks. We've had some great success going back to about a month ago with Catholic Boy and Glorious Empire. Last week, Starship Jubilee, a really nice price at 11-1. Some other successes as well. As always, you can get the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version of the podcast, at mwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start this week's Saturday, September 22nd podcast with the Pennsylvania Derby Champion Stakes, part of a very nice card at Parks. Outside of Philadelphia, race 8 at Parks, post time 3:41 Eastern. And it's a great race because Collected opens as a 6-5 favorite, and I am labeling him a false favorite on many counts, which makes the race very playable. Never bet a grade 1 winner making a comeback from a layoff in a non-graded race is an old handicap angle in play here. A non-graded race off a layoff for a previous grade 1 winner, usually considered a throwaway race. One which, of course, the horse can win. On the other hand, the trainer is telegraphing this isn't important one bit. Specifically, Collective, who finished second in last year's Breeders' Cup Classic, has been off for 8 months and just needs a race under his belt. He does not have to win this. He's not going to be asked if there's a tough going in the stretch. He just needs to get fit, and that means he can be beaten. There are a trio of horses to do that in good form that can be played as likely overlays, with Collective opening at 6-5. Started with Exulting, shipping in from New York for trainer Kieran McLaughlin. The 5-year-old won just one of his first 8 races, but has won 2 in a row since then, the last with a career-best 110 Echo-based figure, which is the second best last race figure in the field, and Exulting's on a pattern for even better. Joe Bravo gets the call and has a really good record with McLaughlin, 15 for 53 the last 2 years, 3-for-9 in stakes. Opening at 10-1, Exulting is all but impossible to ignore given how easily he won his last 2. Another to consider is Aztec Sense, very playable anywhere near 6-1 morning line. Aztec Sense has won 6 in a row, 3 at Parks, including a pair of similar $100,000 stakes races, earning 106 Echo-based figures in his last 2. Aztec Sense can win on the lead or from just off the pace, and he's been in front at the 8th pole in all of those recent efforts, giving no horse a shot to pass him late, which is a very good move. Having won all 5 two-turn races in his career, and for the very high percentage Navarro Barn, Aztec Sense would be no surprise. The last main win contender to talk about at a price is Name Changer, who has won 7 of 15 career races, including 3-for-4 this year. He won the Grade 3 Monmouth Cup when last seen at the end of July, and fired to win off a similar short layoff in May. Jose Ortiz rode him for the Monmouth Cup win the first time. Jose rode him, rides him back, and repeating any of his last 3 efforts with 116, 113, and 113 figures, tops in the field. If neither of the other 2 contenders, Aztec Sense or Exulting, improves, Name Changer should get another stakes win. For exotics, we need to toss in Sunny Ridge, who until a 9th place finish went overmatched in the Woodward last time out, had good form to similar, and Zanotti, who has finished 2nd in 5 of 7 races this year and who has a lot of heart. May not win, but at double digits, you don't want to leave him off your exacta tickets. In race 8 at Parks, the Pennsylvania Derby Champion Stakes, post 3:41 on Saturday, 9:22. Bet Exulting and Aztec Sense to win at odds of 5 or 2 or more, and consider a win bet on Name Changer at 5 or 2 or more as well, with a false favorite. We can bet more than one horse to win. We're giving up some of our profit to make a profit, which is fine. And when making multiple win bets, always a good idea in a race like this to use a dutching tool like the free dutching tool in AmWager, which allows you to set the amount you want to win or the amount you want to spend and allocates your wagers accordingly based on the horse's odds. For the exacta, we'll play Exulting, Aztec Sense, and Name Changer over Exulting, Aztec Sense, Name Changer, Sunny Ridge, and Zanotti. And we'll turn around as well because we're kind of greedy. And if it comes in with the top 3, 1, 2, you win it twice. Without the favorite, you win a lot of money. So the reverse of that exacta is Exulting Aztec Sense, Name Changer, Sunny Ridge, and Zanotti over Exulting Aztec Sense and Name Changer. And then we could play some doubles to race 9, which I'll cover in a minute. And the doubles would be all in race 8 with Still Having Fun and 7 Trumpets in race 9. And a second double of Exulting Aztec Wager and Name Changer in race 8 with Still Having Fun, 7 Trumpets, Smooth B, Earned Success, and Where She Told Me to Go in race 9, trying to take a shot. If you want to play the pick 3, which starts in this race, I believe there's a single in race 10, the Cotillion, which I'm not going to cover on the podcast because it looks very chalky. But if you play the pick 3, use those 5 horses, the 3 horses in race 8 with the 5 horses in race 9, and then Monomoy Girl in race 10. Moving to race 9, the Gallant Bob Stakes at Parks, post time 4:14 on Saturday, 9:22. 7 Trumpets finished second last month in the Grade 1 H. Allen Jerkin Stakes, odds of 32-1, beating the second favorite in Friends Fire by half length. Friends Fire having no excuse. And still, for some reason, which I won't complain about, 7 Trumpets opens at 12-1 here, while Friends Fire opens at 2-1. And although Friends Fire is not a totally false favorite like Collected was in the previous race, the likely high odds offered on 7 Trumpets are very notable. Now, first or second in his last 6 one-turn races, 7 Trumpets came back to work a splendid half-mile, 46.8, best of 78. So his form can't be questioned. His off-the-pace running style will be benefited by the fact that Forced and War Giant are both near the lead types here, likely to go 22 and 44. And 7 Trumpets gets a great post to run into the fast pace and to repeat his last ever, which had a strong 106 Equibase speed figure to help him maybe post the upset. Another closer likely to benefit from the early pace is Still Having Fun, who finished 5th after being 8th early in the Jerkins. Prior to that, Still Having Fun proved himself at the level with a win in the Woody Stevens on Belmont Day with a 106 figure matching 7 Trumpets' best effort. Joel Rosario rides Still Having Fun back, and the colt has been first or second in 6 of 7 one-turn races and can't be ignored for a second opening at 12-1. Earned Success, who opens at 10-1, probably will get better a little bit, but still a big price. Ridiculously high, actually, for a horse trained by Chad Brown. Brown also saddles Engage, who has run okay in 4 of 5 this year, but who has finished evenly in the last 1/8 of a mile for second in 3 of those 4 races. Earned Success, on the other hand, 3 for 4 in his career, on an improving pattern with a 92, then a 102 Equibase figure effort. He started 4 times, so being lightly raced has more to show, and rounds out the 3 main contenders for win bets. There's actually not a single horse in the field to be totally tossed out, so the strategy is to key a couple of the price horses, either with win place bets or exactas. In the Gallant Bob, race 9 at Parks on Saturday, 9:22 post 4:14 Eastern p.m., we'll bet 7 Trumpets and Still Having Fun to win at 3-1, adding place bets at 6-1 or more, and or playing some exactas, which I'll get to in a second, instead of place bets if you want. Consider a win bet on Earned Success at 4-1 or better, and as stated before, use a dutching tool like the free one at AmWager to help you allocate your bets. For the exacta, I like 7 Trumpets overall and the opposite, which is all over 7 Trumpets. And if you want to play differently, you can play 7 Trumpets and Still Having Fun overall and all over 7 Trumpets and Still Having Fun. Don't forget to check out our friends at AmWager.com, kind enough to sponsor this podcast and the blog, which is always free. To get the blog, go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. Moving down a little bit to the Frank J. DeFrancis Memorial Dash at Laurel, Grade 3, Race 10, post time 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9:22. The man, that's the horse's name, loves to win races. Now 10 for 15 in his career, better still 6 for 7 at this basic 6 for a long trip. The man has a great stalking style, and his last 3 Equibase figures of 109, 109, 107 are better than all but 1 of the favorite Switzerland's figures, which was earned on a sloppy track, by the way, and better than or as good as the last 2 figures owned by the second choice, Always Sunshine. The man has excellent tactical speed, should be in the top three from the start under Vargas, the only rider he's ever known since his debut, career debut. And there's a lot of reasons to suspect a big effort at a square price as he opens at 8-1. Pretty good for a horse that is 6 for 7 at 6 furlongs. Always Sunshine and Switzerland are logical win contenders for exotics, but are likely to go to post at odds too low for win bet, particularly when compared to the man. Always Sunshine won his last two, both non-graded stakes, and has won over the track. But interestingly enough, has the same number of career wins, 6, than the man, but he opens at lower odds. Switzerland, disappointed at 3-1 last out, and the Vanderbilt, probably overmatched at grade 1, should appreciate the class relief to grade 3. Switzerland won 3 in a row prior to that with 103, 107, and 118 figures, the latter over a sloppy track, but a grade 3 win like the race today. In the Frank J. DeFrance Memorial Dash, race 10 at Laurel, post 5 p.m. on Saturday 9 at 22. Bet the man to win at 2-1 or better. Playing Exactabox of the man and Always Sunshine. And Exactabox of the man and Switzerland split the favorites. But for the try, looks pretty easy. A 3-horse Exactabox and the try of the man, Always Sunshine and Switzerland. Moving back to parks for the big race of the day, the Pennsylvania Derby, race 11. Post 5:45 Eastern on Saturday 9:22, and Axelrod is my top pick, getting slight preference among 4. I feel have more of a probability to win than the rest. Since stretching out to 2 turns in his third start as a 3-year-old in June, Axelrod has really come to hand. In his first dirt route after 2 turf sprints this year, he finished second at 23-1 in the Affirm Stakes, while earning a career-best 106 echo-based figure, and then 1 month later rallied gamely from last of 9 to win the Indiana Derby, even though he did go to a 102 figure. Then he tied the 106 career-best effort with an easy 4-length win in the Smarty Jones Stakes last month. That was over the track. Joe Bravo rode Axelrod for the first time in the Smarty Jones, got along with him great. That familiarity may give him an edge. And the Smarty Jones, both the horse and jockey, had to wait for a clear path on the turn. And when that path did not materialize, Bravo had to swing Axelrod out 8 paths wide from where he accelerated in the blink of an eye to draw off, and that's a big effort. I'm expecting him again in the Pennsylvania Derby. Then we come to McKenzie, the favorite, and although away from the races for more than 6 months, he cannot be completely discounted as a contender when considering wagers, even though he's going to be a bad win bet. There's little concern about racing 2 turns off a layoff because Baffert's good at that. And with Mike Smith aboard and with 106, 111, and 118 figures earned in his last 3, McKenzie must be respected. But again, off the layoff, looking to get back in form before the Breeders' Cup, McKenzie may not be asked 110% to fight for the win. Hofberg's a contender as well, also low odds, just ran the best race of his career when earning a 113 figure geared down to a 5-length victory in the Kirtland Stakes at the distance of the Pennsylvania Derby. And although winning the Kirtland easily, trainer Bill Mott puts blinkers on Hofberg. Usually I don't like that, but considering he's a Hall of Fame trainer, I'm not going to argue. And he does have the horse. Hofberg does have a really interesting blinkers on fast workout pattern. His recent half mile, the best of 60 on the day. And Brad Ortiz rides back. And if Hofberg improves at all off the last effort, he could put on quite a show. Mr. Freeze rounds out the quartet I feel can win. He opens at nice odds, double-digit odds, as a matter of fact. Mr. Freeze has won 3 of his 4 to date and missed by just a half length in the other. He enters the Pennsylvania Derby off a career-best effort with a 102 figure in the West Virginia Derby, in which he drew off to win by 8 lengths with plenty of gas left in the tank. This will be Mr. Freeze's toughest test to date, but it must be noted his sire, To Honor and Serve, won the Pennsylvania Derby in 2011. And as a late bloomer, having just begun his career in April, Mr. Freeze may be capable of getting the job done. He may have more improving to do than the others. In the Pennsylvania Derby, race 11 at Parks, post 5:45 on Saturday, 9:22. Axelrod, a win bet at 2-1 or more. Mr. Freeze, a win bet at 3-1 or more. No problem betting both. Use a dutching tool. Exact is going to be Axelrod, Mr. Freeze, Hofberg, and McKenzie over. Axelrod, Mr. Freeze, Hofberg, McKenzie. We'll throw in Still Regard, King Zachary, Core Beliefs, and Bravazo. Again, in the exacta, Axelrod, Mr. Freeze, Hofberg, and McKenzie over. Axelrod, Mr. Freeze, Hofberg, McKenzie, in Still Regard, King Zachary, Core Beliefs, and Bravazo. I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by AmWager. Go to AmWager.com. Check it out. Great betting tools for the player. Great rewards. And, of course, you can read the blog at AmWager.com. Click on Handicapping. Click on LSTAR's blog. Talk to you next week.